David Kwiatkowski entered the courtroom in shackles, wearing a Stafford County Department of Corrections jumpsuit. The 34-year-old defendant looked heavier than last July when he was arrested on 14 federal charges, including tampering with a consumer product and obtaining a controlled substance by fraud. When asked by the judge why he changed his plea, the clean-shaven Kwiatkowski said, quote, "because I'm guilty." For nearly a decade, the former medical technician routinely stole syringes of the drug fentanyl, a powerful pain medication. He would inject himself, refill them with saline, and then reuse the needles on patients. U.S. Attorney John Kakavas says he should have been caught sooner.
There were many warning signs, there were many stop signs, there were many red lights along that road that were simply ignored by the defendant himself, a healthcare worker, and by other individuals and entities in the healthcare industry.
The plea agreement released Monday details numerous instances of Kwiatkowski being fired from hospital after hospital for stealing controlled substances. In his home state of Michigan, he was terminated 4 times in 4 years. He was still able to find work around the country, though, as a so-called traveler, landing short-term contracts through a temp agency. While it isn't clear when Kwiatkowski first contracted hepatitis C, the first known victim became infected in 2008 in Maryland. There were 6 more infections there, 6 in Kansas, and at least 32 at New Hampshire's Exeter Hospital, where he was hired full-time in October of 2011. Kakava says each of the victims was contacted about the terms of the plea agreement, which will put Kwiatkowski behind bars for between 30 and 40 years. Not all were satisfied.
You know, I understand their frustration, and I understand victims who want nothing less than a life sentence or the death penalty. I get that. But our system does not allow for that.
One of the victims, a 50-year-old Rockingham County man who asked we not reveal his name, became infected at Exeter while undergoing treatment for a heart attack in March of last year. He remembers his interaction with the defendant.
This guy was sweating so bad and his eyes were so red that I asked, you know, what was going on with him.
The grandfather of two says he hasn't been able to get back to work and thinks Kwiatkowski deserves a life sentence for his crimes.
Even though he's sentenced, it still goes on with the victims. It don't end for us. We still have the pain we got to go through, the misery, and a lot more other things that people just don't understand.
Many of the victims will have a chance to speak at Kwiatkowski's formal sentencing later this year, when a judge could impose a jail term longer than 40 years. If that were to happen, though, the defendant could withdraw his guilty plea. Investigators continue to look into other entities for possible wrongdoing, including whether any co-workers were complicit. There's also civil cases pending against Exeter Hospital and the medical staffing firm, filed by both infected patients and some of the thousands that had to undergo testing. Peter McGrath, a former federal prosecutor who is representing many of those clients, says the guilty plea should speed up the process.
It makes them probably easier and probably quicker. Now we can obtain the information, and it will definitely help our clients that have been the victims.
Lawyers for David Kwiatkowski have not responded to requests for comment. Their client will return to the federal courthouse for sentencing in December. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.